Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So where is Irma now? Well, Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
And what is the latest on the storm?
Well, it's crossing the Florida-Georgia border now as a weakening tropical storm. It's heading to the northwest into parts of Alabama. It will eventually become extratropical in the next couple of days and kind of stall over the Tennessee River Valley.
Are places like Tallahassee still in trouble with this storm?
Just some final rain bands rolling through. Tallahassee definitely was spared the worst of this to the east, but still some rain bands rotating through. And we'll have this flow from the southwest across the entire state of Florida. So conditions will be much better, of course, in the coming days. But there will still be some pretty good rain bands and some afternoon showers and thunderstorms with this flow off the Gulf of Mexico.
And what about Jacksonville?
Well, ironically enough, hundreds of miles from where Irma came ashore, we have record-breaking storm surge in Jacksonville. As the wind turns to the south today, it's pushing all the water that moved into the St. Johns River back to the north because the wind is now out of the south-southwest, and record storm surge is occurring on the northern sides of the St. Johns River. So there's been some extra evacuations taking place this morning in that city.
One of the things we noticed over the weekend and yesterday was that when the storm surge. When we were waiting for the storm surge in some places, we saw the water go out in other places. Was that expected? Does that happen in every storm?
It's hard to predict that locally, especially. It does not happen in every storm. It has to do with the way the storm moves in across the coast and the angle at which it approaches. There are so many things that make this storm unique, and that was certainly one of them.
What were the others?
Well, first of all, from a meteorological standpoint, so many records broken. I think the biggest thing I saw this morning, which was obtained from Colorado State, Dr. Phil Klotschbach has posted some information on Irma, and there was more what we call accumulated cyclone energy. It's a measure of several things, not just the wind speeds. It's the storm duration, how long it's over water. There was more what we call ACE accumulated by this storm than what is normal for an entire hurricane season in the Atlantic. And no other Atlantic storm has accumulated more ACE than Irma. So, of course, Florida took a direct hit from this, but we have to remember how long-lived and how long this storm was a Category 5 over the Atlantic, which also broke records.
When you look at the state of Florida today, where does it look like the worst of the damage is?
Well, that's a difficult question. And I was speaking last night to our Florida Public Radio Emergency Network partners about how as we were starting to see this thing wind down, we were starting to provide some context to it. It was certainly a bad storm and one that's going to take weeks, if not months, to recover from in southwest Florida. But I think maybe what makes this unique and what I'm going to personally remember it for is when you think of damage and impact on a scale, I'm not sure this was at the very top of the scale because of the way it took a more further inland track. But Jeremy, the mid-level, the level 3, level 4 type damage was widespread across Florida. I mean, every county has power outages and trees down and, dealing with an aftermath that's going to also last for days, if not weeks.
Well, what does it tell you that, we've been talking to people in the Keys today, in Marco Island, in Naples, and it does sound like they all feel like it could have been a lot worse. What does it tell you that it isn't a lot worse?
Well, it absolutely should remind you that the worst can happen. We were posting a Facebook Live video 2 days before landfall, alerting our Southwest Florida listeners and Facebook viewers that the worst was at play for Tampa Bay. The worst was at play for Fort Myers. If this thing would have stayed offshore a few miles and moved up the coast and kind of paralleled the coast, you're looking at a worst-case scenario in terms of storm surge for both of those metro areas. Thankfully, that did not happen, but we should be reminded that this can happen, and we were just lucky that it didn't. But still, our heart goes out to everyone who did experience a significant impact from Irma.
Because the power is out in a lot of Florida and because communication lines are not working as well as they usually do, a lot of people have no idea what's going on either where they live or in the towns nearby. I don't know whether they can get on the road and start driving somewhere or if the roads are closed. What's ahead now for Florida as people start to make their way back home?
Well, first, I would say to all those people, you're not alone. The entire state, maybe minus locations west of Panama City, are experiencing some type of inconvenience at the very least from this storm. So you're not alone. We're all going to get through this together. It's going to take a while. But moving forward, I don't see any significant weather events that potentially could impact the state, at least in the next week. We are watching Jose out in the Atlantic, but that is now forecast to stay out to sea. But just remember, we have only really reached the peak of hurricane season, which was yesterday, and we still need to keep a wary eye onto developing systems in the Atlantic. Thankfully, though, I don't see any in the next 7 to 10 days.
I did see one tweet over the weekend, however, that showed Jose in one of the forecast tracks, one of the many, going up to the northeast and hitting in the northeast in a week or so. Is that a real possibility, or you think it'll stay out to sea?
Right now, I'm believing it will stay out to sea, but it is going to come close enough that everyone from the Mid-Atlantic states to New England still needs to watch this closely. Jose is a little bit lost right now at sea. It's wandering around aimlessly without any general strong direction. We'll keep a close eye on it, but right now, officially, I don't believe it's going to have a direct impact. But it's that time of year. These things can make some turns and do whatever they want sometimes.
That's Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, keeping us all informed over the last week. Jeff, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.